I guess my health is worth $25 to them. I said, you know what? I don't care about the gift certificate, but I would love to hear back from you that you changed your policy. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. Hey, I want to tell you about Schwenk Grills. This is a revolutionary portable gas infrared grill that uses the exact same heating technology as the world's best steakhouses. You heat up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit to grill the juiciest steak you've ever tasted in as little as 3 minutes. Can you believe it? That's right. You do not have to go to those crowded, noisy, super overpriced steakhouses anymore when you have the same technology in your backyard. And the Schwenk portable infrared grill is not just for steak. You can make chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, lobster, vegetables. I make salmon in 3 minutes. They even have a pizza stone accessory. I want you to visit their very informative and mouth-watering website at schwankgrills.com. That's S-C-H-W-A-N-K. Everything you cook, faster, juicier. The speed is so important, so convenient. There's a drip tray on the bottom, so you let the juices drip down. I love the bison burger, the venison burgers. That's my game. And then you can add a mixture of butter, spices, whatever you want, into the tray. Pour it back onto your meat or your salmon for a huge improvement in flavor. Are you getting hungry? I am. Let's go to schwankgrills.com, S-C-H-W-A-N-K, grills.com, and up your home cooking game. This is a one-of-a-kind grill. I have a great discount code for you, of course. It's BRAD150 to save $150 off your purchase of a Schwenk grill. Welcome to part 2 of my series of breather shows about how I optimize testosterone naturally. I started out part 1 talking about sleep, which is a great nominee to put at the very top of the pyramid, and all other healthy lifestyle practices flow downstream from getting your sleep handled. And when we talk about sleep, we are very familiar with all the recommendations and the lip service that we pay to the evening overnight period of sleep. But I also described in the first show how we have a huge obligation these days to carve out rest, recovery, and downtime in our hectic, high-stress modern life. And now we transition to the important subject of diet. Of course, there's tons of extensive content on this, but I want this to be a nice, quick reminder, refresher, that if you want to optimize your hormone status, you need to clean up your diet. You deserve to clean up your diet. You don't need to do anything. You don't even need to listen to this show. You can carry on and float down the path, the accelerated decline and demise and disease path that modern citizens are on. We've become our own worst enemy with all the comfort, convenience, indulgences, and also opportunities to be fit and healthy that we are ignoring, rejecting in favor of more comfort, convenience, luxury, laziness, and all those attributes that are kind of human nature, right? We are wired and built to look for further optimization and look for the easy way through life. So you don't have to scold yourself too hard, but we have to, you know, kind of look at a big picture here, decide how you want to live your life. When it comes to diet, you know, I'm not asking you to join me and join forces and come up to my, you know, complete immersion into this diet, exercise, fitness, healthy living scene. I know we have busy lives and other priorities, but I'd ask you to consider a sincere commitment to ditching processed foods, because we have now known and shown with great certainty that this is the number one enemy that drives the increased patterns of disease that we're seeing in modern life, to our extreme horror, surprise, shock, and disappointment. Dr. Doug McGuff cites that statistic that the United States Treasury will become bankrupt by the year 2060 if the rates of type 2 diabetes grow at their current rate due to the extreme cost of taking care and our ability to take care of type 2 diabetics for years and decades. And it's just so prevalent. There's something like half the country is either classified as diabetic or pre-diabetic at this point. And of course, those stats are similar to other developed nations. So when you clean up your diet, we're talking about the big three toxic modern processed foods. Mark Sisson and I use that term a lot. Pretty easy to remember. Number one are refined industrial seed oils, which many experts contend are the single biggest health destroyer in the modern food supply. You shouldn't even call it a food. But when we talk about the refined industrial seed oils, also referred to as vegetable oils, we're talking about the vast majority of packaged, processed, frozen, fast food, and even restaurant dining. A huge percentage of the calories that are served up in restaurants of all kinds, starting from fast food, you got the medium chain dining restaurants, and then you also have fine dining. There's a research cited by Dr. Kate Shanahan that 40% of all restaurant calories come from the seed oils because they are calorically dense and they are used routinely in the kitchen to make the sauces and the condiments and the dressings and also to cook your wonderful food in. So be very careful when dining out to ask, to request that they cook your meal in something other than their vegetable oils. I made this polite request at the very popular national global chain P.F. Chang's. And the waiter said, I don't know about that. I said, well, you know, how about you ask? I'm sure there's a stick of butter somewhere in this restaurant. I'm sure you can succeed. Thank you so much for asking. He was a little put out that I even requested that the Brussels sprouts be cooked in something besides the seed oil. He came back a little later and said, sorry, we can't do it. And I'm like, wow. I was so taken aback that I took the time to write corporate and relay my exchange at the restaurant. They did not reply. Gosh, I'm losing another potential sponsor here. Sorry, P.F. Chang's. I do have loved your food for a long time, and I know you have somewhat of a commitment to a healthy menu. That's sort of your niche, isn't it? However, you got to get rid of the seed oils in your kitchen, and especially if someone asks point blank, can you please cook my meal in butter or something else? You can't come back with a no. That's just simply unacceptable. So they didn't answer. So I get really lit up if people don't even give me the courtesy of an answer. When I take the time to write a thoughtful, I didn't write like, my meal sucked and so do you guys. You don't need to answer that. But I wrote a very thoughtful account. I finally received a reply when I hassled them a couple more times by email. And I think they offered me a $25 gift certificate. So I guess my health is worth $25 to them. I said, you know what? I don't care about the gift certificate, but I would love to hear back from you that you changed your policy. Unfortunately, it's mainly due to cost concerns that even the medium to expensive chains still cook in this seed oil. Shame on Whole Foods Market for having the seed oils prevalent, routinely included in their hot buffet, as well as in many products that they sell on their shelves. I'm singling out Whole Foods. Of course, all grocery stores are laden with these processed foods, whether they're frozen, packaged, everything, you can find them fresh on the fresh bar. That's a tough one. And it's especially tough for Whole Foods because they proudly create this brand where you feel like they have done the hard work for you. And when you set foot into their hallowed grounds, that you're going to get vastly superior and vastly more expensive offerings in every food category. That's why I'm especially calling them to task. That said, I'm a very big fan of their national chain, and I've routinely gone to a new city. My first stop is Whole Foods to stock up and bring things to my hotel or wherever I'm staying, because I know they have a lot of great healthy offerings and brands that are committed to quality, but they still keep that crap in their stores somehow. And especially the prepared foods that they are completely in charge of, that's when we have to raise a little hell here on the podcast. So if you can get rid of refined industrial seed oils, and of course the other two categories, if you're not going to guess them yet, are refined grains and refined sugars. And so if you take those three, sugars, grains, industrial seed oils, and of course the sweetened beverages that are made with refined sugar, you're talking about a huge swath of the typical grocery store, convenience store,
all that food is going to be disqualified when you're trying to ditch the big three. And then what do you bring into the mix? That's going to be a whole nother show about honoring the Carnivore Scores food rankings chart and striving to consume a nutrient-dense diet with easy-to-digest plant foods. That's a nod to the animal-based movement where some of the supposed health superstars of the planet can have adverse reactions in many people due to their high levels of plant toxins. And we're going to talk about that in detail. You can download the Carnivore Scores chart at bradkearns.com. Just look for the email sign-up form. And if you have any trouble, email us. We'll send it to you. But I want you to print that out. Please do it today. Print it out. It's beautiful color PDF. And you put it on your refrigerator. And it's a great reminder. I look at my own chart myself, even though I pretty much memorized it. It's a great reminder to encourage you to emphasize the most nutritious foods of the world. And of course, source responsibly. So there's all kinds of instruction on here about how to choose the best red meat. Of course, grass-fed is a great distinction. Same with eggs. We want to go for certified, humane, and pasture-raised eggs. And we go all down the list. But if you can start emphasizing nutritious, easy-to-digest foods and clean up the act in your home environment for sure, and then be more aware and alert when you're dining out, when you're shopping, to get those seed oils completely out of the picture. I know it's a huge ask to say, oh, I'm never going to eat anything with processed sugar again, because a lot of celebration is centered upon desserts. And of course, you're going to be adding sugar to many recipes. And so a well-prepared fresh dessert, you know what? I'm going to put that in the category of occasional celebrations of life. So if someone's making a homemade cheesecake for you, or homemade ice cream, or you go to one of the wonderful handmade ice cream chains like Salt and Straw, which just opened in Sacramento. They originated in Portland, Oregon. There are many great chains up in Seattle too, many great ice cream shops where you can learn that the product is made right there fresh with cream, sugar, and assorted natural flavorings. That's not a huge bummer in the big scheme of killing yourself by eating processed foods, right? We can do pretty well with cream. We can do pretty well with doses of sugar. There's nothing inherently dangerous or disease-causing about sugar itself. It's a molecule that you can easily burn for energy, of course. The problem is when we get into the routine and habitual consumption of excess doses of sugar and heavily processed beverages and foods where you have combined the sugar with other chemicals and perhaps seed oils in many cases, and that's when you can really mess up your metabolism. Ben Greenfield makes that excellent point by blaming seed oils as number one and sugar much less objectionable, because you can go and burn the sugar off the next morning at a workout, but the seed oils, oh my gosh, the research showing how long these things last in the body and how they are integrated into healthy fat cells, rendering them difficult to burn, that will shake you up quickly and inspire you to completely eliminate these. And of course, I say refined grains. So we're talking about wheat, corn, rice, pasta, cereal. And generally speaking, these things can cause a lot of problems with an excess insulin response. They have very little nutritional value, the things that I mentioned, and in many cases have a high concern with the adverse effect of the plant toxins, gluten being the most familiar. So if you can handle bread and you've handled it your whole life and you like to eat your sandwich with a fresh avocado and some nicely chosen meat inside there, hey, that's great. But for many people, if they can especially eliminate grains, you've heard Mark Sisson talk for years about how his entire life changed just by eliminating grains because he was so reactive to the gluten, that is going to be a big win for you to try to cut back or, you know, largely eliminate refined grains. So we have sugars, grains, and seed oils cleaning up your diet. That makes for a nice part two breather show on how I optimize testosterone naturally. And of course, we have overlaying health effects there. But in terms of testosterone in particular, when you have a high processed food diet, you become inflamed, a condition called systemic or system-wide chronic inflammation. And when you are in an inflamed state, it is represented often by walking around with a spare tire. That's an accumulation of visceral fat around the midsection, around the organs. And this is a special kind of fat that has inflammatory properties. It secretes an agent called cytokines, inflammatory cytokines, into the bloodstream, and this has a direct adverse impact on your hormone status, and you cannot escape with going in for hormone replacement therapy, because when you're in an inflamed state, as evidenced by your spare tire, and for example, you dose up with extra testosterone to try to get your butt in shape and look better, you have the high probability of aromatizing the extra testosterone into estrogen. Aromatization is the conversion of estrogen, of testosterone, into estrogen because you are in a metabolically unhealthy state. So cleaning up your diet is the first gateway to then exploring how you can optimize male hormone status, either naturally or with hormone replacement. But first, go through your cupboard, go through your refrigerator. We have a detailed instruction on my 21-day transformation online course that you can see at bradkearns.com, where we're filming, going through the refrigerator, going through the cupboard, and taking you step by step through all the food categories where you can clean up your act. Thank you so much for listening to part two.
I'm so excited to introduce you to Paluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Paluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Paluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Paluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Paluvas, living in your Paluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Paluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Paluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Paluvas, let your feet be feet.
Thank you so much for listening to the Be Rad Podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.